Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. And into chat, Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kathy Burwell. Kathy, summer's almost officially over. Are you ready for fall?
Did we have summer?
Yeah, I think we did. I don't remember.
We had a few days back there in the middle or first of August.
Yeah, I think we had about 4 days where it got warm. And then
it was the weirdest summer ever.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I just had to go over and do some work for the Deer Lodge Chamber. And that drive over there, it looks like it's June.
Really?
I mean, the grass, that Deer Lodge Valley looks like they're just in the midst of spring where it's so green. And even through to Garrison is quite green. You know, it doesn't look like fall.
Which I guess helped us wildfire-wise. It seemed that we had that steady level of moisture really through most of the summer.
Yeah, we have a lot of moisture going into fall, so...
Which is a good thing when it comes to the chamber and tourism and that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, you look at Glacier National Park and their numbers up.
Right.
After like 7 months of decline, they had high numbers for the month when they're saying, well, because we didn't have a major wildfire up here for the first time in, 3 years.
Right, right. And we're seeing a lot of tourists coming through since the 1st of September. There's a lot of people that as soon as the kids go back to school, then that's when they're going to travel.
Yeah, well, and we have all the mountain biking and we're equidistant between the parks. And, I mean, it makes sense. Helena's a great stop.
Exactly. It is. And the fall weather is sometimes the nicest weather in the whole year.
Well, and when we talk about chamber business, you're going to have to get out and bring somebody in to sharpen those giant scissors because you've had ribbon cuttings over the place. For starters, you're at all the new schools.
Yeah.
Cutting big ribbons out there.
Right. And that was exciting to go do. It was kind of emotional, actually, to go to those schools and see those educators and the principals and superintendents and stuff. Opening those schools was really an emotional event, but it was so heartwarming to see. And it's so nice to drive by Central School now, and it's all alive with activity, and it's gorgeous. And,
well, and so many people were
by our building, so we see it more.
Yeah, and so many people were, I don't know if upset's the right word, but maybe it is, you know, about, you know, the whole situation there, but really cool that they said, you know what, we recognize the history.
Yeah.
And they preserved some of that in the new building. I mean, there's pieces of the old Central School in the new Central School, which is really neat.
It's so cool. And, you know, all the schools tried to incorporate some history and some unique items and things. You know, the Jim Darcy School has the helicopter blades in there to represent the, you know, Jim Darcy was a helicopter pilot. And so, you know, they all tried to do something unique to their school, their history, and their neighborhood.
Yeah, well, in those new schools, obviously it's a big, you know, a great thing for the kids and for the students and administration, but it's just good for the community.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when prospective people come in to look at living in Helena and they see that we built those new schools and that things are progressing, that's a real encouraging factor, you know, especially people that are coming in for a high-end job, you know, they expect to find new schools and they want to send their kids where they're going to be in an environment like that. So I think you'll see those neighborhoods blossom too. You know, when there was no school at Central, it kind of declined a little bit on the sale of houses in that area. And I think you're going to see more families want to live there because their kids can walk to school.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I mean, that's big here in Helena, but equally big for East Helena, maybe bigger really for East Helena, is the brand new high school there.
Right.
I mean, they didn't just rebuild a school and make it nicer.
Right.
I mean, that brand new school is something that's certainly adds some wrinkles for officials here trying to figure out how we're going to deal with losing those as far as budget goes. But in terms of East Helena, that's a big deal.
Right. And East Helena has so much pride out there. And I think that, you know, they've worked really hard to come together. They have, you know, they had the new Prickly Pear Elementary School. And, you know, they're really doing a lot of great things out there. And kudos to Ron Whitmire, who is the superintendent there. You know, that adds a lot to his plate when they're running mill levies and they're doing legislative work to try to get the permission to have a high high school there, mm-hmm. and you know, all the work that kind of fell on his shoulders in addition to running the school district.
Yeah, and so, he did an awful lot, and he held a lot of meetings to make sure that everybody knew what was going on, why right. it was happening.
And he made sure, he's very attuned to what the people in East Helena wanted. And so I think that's done, you know, been a great achievement for them to get to this point. And of course, next fall, they'll start at the actual new building that Dick Anderson Construction is building. And I believe SMA Architects is the architect mm-hmm. on that.
Yeah, and we had Mayor Jamie Schell in yesterday just to chat about some other stuff as far as the census and that sort of thing. But we'll a long look ahead tease. I've got him on the calendar now. He's coming in October 9th. And
wow.
we're gonna chat East
great
Helena.
Great guy. He's a great guy.
Because there's a lot yeah. going on in East Helena.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get him in and chat about the community. So mark it on your calendars now.
Right.
October 9th, Jamie Schell is going to come in. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff going on in East Helena because there's a lot happening out there.
There is. And there's some new prospective businesses looking at going in out there and even some development on the south side of the highway there that would utilize some of that ground that was formerly ESARCO. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there hasn't been that kind of development there in years, so that's cool.
Yeah, we're chatting this morning with Helena Area Chamber of Commerce CEO, President Kathy Burwell, and we talked ribbon cuttings. Kathy, you had one also out. It was a new storage facility, right?
Oh, there are so many new storage units going up. And, you know, people in Helena must have a lot of stuff.
Right.
because I'm telling you.
Stuff we don't need, but we can't get rid
heavens.
Of.
They have a lot of storage units out there at Green Meadow Storage and mm-hmm. and plan to build more. So they have quite a bit of land there. And then I live out on York Road. And if you just, as you just start out York Road on the right-hand side, there's someone is putting in quite a few units there.
Okay.
Brand new units. So, and you know, those are really profitable businesses. If you think about it, people have to pay you. If they don't pay you, they lock it up.
Sell off your stuff.
Right. You can't go in and just take your stuff out and quit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a profitable business. It really is. And really nowadays with the internet, it's pretty low key. They mm-hmm. do most of the business over the internet. You know,
yeah.
people sign up and pay and get a code and that type of thing so they can go in and then they just have to provide their own lock. So it's quite a business.
Yeah, well, and it's not just storage facilities doing business here. I mean, when it comes to business news, there's always plenty. We mentioned the last time you were here, Highway 55 now has a second location.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
How quick is that? I mean, they just opened their first store in Montana.
I know.
You know, here what, a year ago?
Right.
And now they say, you know what, it's so good, we're going to add a second one.
I know. We were pretty surprised about that. So, Helena's still running probably about 75 miles an hour here. We're doing a really good job with growth. And, you know, the chamber did some promotion for tourism, but, you know, it also portrayed Helena as a great place to live in the Seattle area. And we've had people move here. We've had people who have been here on vacation that came into the visitor center and said, hey, we saw those videos on King 5 TV, and that was pretty cool. And people like Helena, and I think you're going to see Helena continue to grow. We're seeing a lot of promise on Last Chance Gulch. You know, there looks to be looks like there could be two new office buildings and perhaps a new bank on that area. I don't know all of the particulars or which companies are going to do that, but there could be some 3 to 5 story buildings where the city has that transfer station that they have up for sale, and also where Cafe Zydeco was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's going to be a whole new corridor right along through there and really a cool improvement to Last Chance Gulch. You know,
yeah.
it's been steadily getting that way.
Well, and I hear a new stoplight coming out there pretty soon, actually, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right there by the bagel company, there's going to be a stoplight put in at that
probably would help because people coming out of the Great Northern have mm-hmm. a heck of a time making a left-hand turn if they're going home.
Yeah, and I think that's next year. I don't know exactly the plan. I think they're putting that in next year.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the Great Northern continues to do well. And, of course, it'll be, you know, that we hadn't had businesses on the bottom of the Anderson Zermelin building, but now that they've merged with ITC, ITC will, the technology part of Anderson Zermelin will be in the lower part of that building. And so that'll be really nice to see that back full of offices and business.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and of course, in that same area, we've had that construction going on. Is that on track? I mean,
yeah, you know, it actually is. I think that the end project that, that they ended up doing on Lindale was kind of an add-on because they needed to do that to make that connection to all the new lines and everything that was going there. And they figured, well, we're here, let's do it. And so that's been a long summer for those people that are along that area. But I think the main project is on online. And then they added the one down there on Neil and or it's not Lindale, it's Neil. And they had to make that cut across there by the park. And it's just been tough on the businesses that depend on foot traffic, like Gulch Distillers and Bad Betty's Barbecue.
I got to walk a lot farther to get my barbecue now.
I know, but we hope people will still go down there, especially make the effort, because it has been a little tough on them down through there. They did finish the end down by the Great Northern, and the and SoFi and SMA Architects was down on that end. They finished that quite quickly, and then it seemed like it was a pretty big project in front of the Front Street Learning Center and all of that. So, but, you know, it'll be gorgeous when they get it done. And I know, I think Helena Sand and Gravel is doing that project, so you know it'll be done well. And I think that they'll probably finish that up here within the next couple weeks.
Well, they've got to, because it's fall. We're going to start getting snow.
Yeah, we're kind of getting to the point where you got to do it.
We got that construction. We got construction outside our window.
Oh, yeah, the airport.
We got construction at Kurt's house.
Huge.
There's construction
going
everywhere.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've got to take a quick break. Let's go ahead and do that. And then, because we got to do it at some point. So we'll do it now, and then we'll come back and we'll chat more with Kathy Burwell on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show. Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Kathy Burwell, the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, sticking with us for the second half. Kathy, we mentioned East Helena right at the front end, and something that ought to be here before too long out there. They've got a microbrewery coming, right?
Right. That'll be
That's
the
pretty
sixth
big
one
news
in the Helena area.
Yeah.
Isn't that
I mean,
crazy?
I don't know if it's quite as big as New School, but it's almost right. It's right there.
Well, you know, those are an extremely popular business. And, you know, the thing about a brewery that's kind of cool is, you know, they limit the number of drinks people can have. They're only open certain hours. So, you know, it's not so much cutting into family time or people leaving there inebriated. And so, you know, and people like to go and try different brews and just relax after a long day. So I think that that they'll do well out there. And we're looking forward to getting them on board with the chamber.
Yeah, it should be open, I think, pretty soon, it sounded like.
Yeah, they've been working hard all summer. We hear that they're getting close. You know, you have to have a certain amount of beer brewed before you can open.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just open and start brewing.
Yeah.
It takes a while for that to cook.
Yeah, that'll be a cool addition. And we've got other stuff going on around town. The new bank location, of course, there on the corner. What's that look like, the old Helena Industries location?
That's Farmers State Bank.
Yeah.
And they plan to also have a food truck place.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff there.
And a coffee shop there and a couple of other things that will make it kind of a multi-purpose building. So it's going to be really unique and different. So, you know, I look forward to seeing how that actually looks when they get it done. And there's a couple of new banks in town. We've got First Montana Bank and Rocky Mountain Banks coming in from Bozeman, and you know, banking in Helena must be the thing, because we have a lot of
banking
and
storage facilities.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And I think there's one or two banks looking at new branch sites. So, you know, you'll see that happening. I know that, you know, I'm pretty sure, I'm not for definite, but I think there'll be a bank lot in the mall site, and and probably I would anticipate a restaurant or coffee shop or both in there. There'll be some business offices and things go in there, and possibly a hotel or some kind of a larger anchor. So
yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on. The Sears hometown, they just moved. They're in a new location.
Yeah, beautiful new building. If you haven't been in there, you should go check it out. It's very nice and much more accessible and beautiful showroom for them.
Yeah, very, very cool. I'm just trying to think of the other stuff. The former Emiliano's building.
Right. Now, La Casa Fiesta.
Yeah, it's all up. Yeah, they got their signs up.
I haven't been in there since they moved, but I'm sure that's a much more visible location. Before, they were kind of a hidden treasure.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm going to have to wait longer to get in there and get my margarita. But you know what? It looks really nice over there, and it's cool to see somebody in that building again, because it is a cool, right. It is a good location.
Right, it is.
So that's good. You know, and one thing that I had somehow missed until I drove by the other day, there's a new place called The Breakfast Club, or newer anyway.
And, well, I guess I don't know about that one. Where's down, that? It's on Euclid?
It's down across from the mall, the old mall location. Was it the noodle? Place?
Where the what was it? Chef Mai's noodles, yeah. Or something like that. Was
it's there? I believe it's in that building.
Oh, okay. So it's just breakfast.
Yeah,
I'll
it's like breakfast burritos and stuff. So
oh, okay.
It's breakfast and burritos. I mean, it's merging two of my favorite things.
There you go. So, and they're probably then like a 6 and 2.
I think so.
Type of business that's open in the mornings and through the lunch hour.
Yeah. So it's now on my list.
There you go. We'll put it on our list too.
Yeah. But I did check out the Blue Taco. Last weekend.
Oh, good.
It's really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that the co-op. I mean, it's a very nice location. It's a beautiful building.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they've done a really good job inside.
Yeah.
That's a nice place, and it'd be nice to see some folks get in there and check it out. I don't know if people just don't know it's there quite yet, or
well, people have to change their habits. You know, if they're used to stopping at another place for their gas or their convenience mm-hmm. store things, so they have to get into a different habit. And there's a lot of people live over there with the Remington apartments mm-hmm. and all those subdivisions that have been put in. You know, off Green Meadow and some of those places. So there's definitely the traffic by there. They just have to get people into a habit of stopping by.
Yeah, so swing on by and check out Blue Taco. It's fantastic. It's sort of a Chipotle type setup. You know, you pick what you want. You pick your meat. You pick your sauces. I mean, it's really very
right.
good. And you mentioned apartments. The apartments there by Walmart. Those just keep.
Oh my
going
gosh,
up.
I know. They'll be tearing down the old Montana Chamber building there.
Yeah.
The Montana Chamber has moved to the top floor of the Steamboat building for now. And so that building will be coming down, so they can finish building up apartments all the way up to the Highway Patrol.
Yeah, so that, which is good. I mean, we need more housing in Helena. So, I mean, it's good to see
right.
that not only are they putting up apartments, they went, you know what, this is working. Let's keep putting them up.
And there'll be a groundbreaking soon for the 85 units that are going to go down off of Henderson that Rocky Mountain Development will be doing.
So, yeah, so we'll have some affordable housing units
coming
down
there. Affordable
housing
in there, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic because our unemployment rates down to what, like 1.2%? I mean,
right.
I'm picking a number, but it's ridiculously
right.
small.
Yeah. Well, this summer, I think it got down to 2.3, which is just, you know, that's crazy. That means there's less than 600-700 people in the whole county that aren't working. And probably 400 or 500 of those don't want to work.
Right. Yeah. Once you hit about 3%, you're...
Yeah. You know, it's really gets to be a narrow pool, and people have to kind of think about, especially for technical jobs, of either recruiting in or stealing someone else's help.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just kind of the way it works.
Yeah. So hopefully with some of these new apartment buildings, some of this new housing, we can, that helps us bring more people into Helena.
Right.
To fill in some of these jobs. We're not just constantly stealing employees from other employers.
Exactly.
It'd be a good thing. We're chatting this morning with Kathy Burwell here on Coffee Break. She's the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. Something else that's really cool, and you mentioned sort of hidden gem here a little bit ago, the Mountain Meadow Inn.
Oh, yeah.
That's just outside of town. Yeah. It's something I don't know if people know a lot about.
Right.
There's some news happening with that place.
Oh, yeah. The owners of Smoke Jumper at the airport, you know, the restaurant out there, mm-hmm. and they purchased it, and they, you know, it used to be a place for what they called the Odd Fellows. It was I'm not really sure what that entailed, but it was more of a men's dormitory type of situation. And so for years, you know, they have run it as a bed and breakfast and then those people bought it, and they have big plans for it, and they're calling it the Odd Fellows Inn and Farm, and they're going to do some farm-to-table type of things where they grow their own food and vegetables out there. They'll obviously still host weddings and things like that because it's so convenient. Your whole wedding party can stay there, and they will be opening up more rooms. I believe in the past few years, they've been running about 14, 15 rooms, and I think they're going to run it up to about 20. Seven.
Yes,
rooms.
They can double that.
And, so they're really excited, and I think they're going to do an awesome job out there, and it will become more of a destination place for people to hold events and activities and just stay in a unique place.
Yeah, that's on
very
the,
pretty out there. What, on
the
Head
West
Lane.
End?
Yeah, it's on Head Lane, just west of the Country Club.
Yeah, it's a fantastic location. So new owners, new name, you know, new big vision. And, you know, you look at what those guys did with Smoke Jumper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. That's another, you know, once again, a little bit of a hidden gem. I don't know. People know it's there, but they forget about it.
Don't think about going out there unless they're going to fly somewhere.
Right.
And you can go out there anytime, and they have great food, and they will cater events out there. They'll cater events other places. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to cater the alcohol sales at our annual event that's coming up in October.
Yeah, because it's a great place to go for drinks, too.
I mean,
if you just want to go and find some place just to hang out.
Yeah. Well, we've had meetings and events in that little room across there makes for a nice intimate setting for, you know, 30 to 50 people. And they've hosted Christmas parties in there for businesses and stuff like that. So definitely they've really stepped things up. And then, you know, coming with the new airport renovation, they'll have a great big restaurant up in the upper level.
Okay.
So that's going to be really cool.
And expand like that, the little deli type thing too,
right.
I think
they'll
is the
have
plan.
More of a kiosk, more than a kiosk for mornings when you're leaving. You'll actually be able to go in and get breakfast.
Yeah, so. It's very cool. We've got about 5 minutes left, Kathy, and you mentioned it. You do have a big event coming up here in, what, like 3.5 weeks or something
like
that?
Yeah, on the 11th of October, we have the Chamber's Big Night Out, and this is our biggest event of the year. We'll have probably 700 people or more there, and it's at the fairgrounds. And, of course, our premier sponsor is the Montana Radio Company, which we really greatly appreciate. We also have large sponsorships from Boeing Helena and from my mind goes blank. Oh, the Independent Record and First Interstate Bank. And so it's going to be a really fun night. We've really changed up the format of this. It used to be our annual banquet. And now we're having less program, more fun. We're going to have professional MCs from Montana Radio.
I don't know. Professional might
well,
be.
We'll
not
see
stretching
how,
it, those
we'll
two.
We'll see how they operate. We'll have Scott and Mike from the Mighty
Mo we'll
Morning
air quotes.
Show.
We'll put radio air quotes around professional.
Maybe we should have brought Kurt in. He might have been more predictable.
Yeah, much more predictable,
there
probably.
There you go. Well, anyway, we are definitely going to have fun that night. We have Jeff Civilico, who is from Las Vegas. He's highly recommended. We had an amazing one from Las Vegas last year, and he recommended Jeff. So this is family friendly, so it's not going to be a risque show of any kind, but it will be. He does.
So it's not a burlesque show.
No,
Kathy?
No burlesque. I mean, we're not into that. This is a clean comedy show, and we understand that he just is hilarious. That he really will have the audience rolling in the on the floor and having a great time. We really changed up the food format this year too. Instead of a boring banquet, we're going to have like 12 or 14 stations of not appetizers, entrees. So it'll be like there could be like an Italian station and a meat carving station and a potato bar. our station.
So I'm going to have to bring my Thanksgiving pants.
Oh my gosh, yes. Bring the comfortable pants, because this is going to be great, and it'll be more of a networking atmosphere. Yeah. And of course, we have the chair affair where we'll have 30 packages there that will be unique chairs. You know, something you can sit on and instead of just a live auction, silent auction, mm-hmm. we will have that. And then we will have electronic bidding so that it'll notify you if someone outbids you. And
so I don't have to guard the sheet. I can just do it right from my table.
This whole night's about fun. We've taken and really eliminated a lot of the program. There will be not a ton of program. So people are not going to have to sit through boring speeches and that thing. They're going to be just entertained and have a great time the whole night.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. That's coming up on October 11th out at the fairgrounds. Who is this for, and how do they get tickets? Because you have to RSVP for this thing.
Right, you have to get tickets at the Helena Chamber, and it's a membership event, but mm-hmm. anybody can come. We don't, it's not members only. We would allow other people to come because we want people to have a chance to see this kind of entertainment.
Right.
And maybe if they see value by coming, they will decide to join the chamber. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really fun night, and people will have a great time.
So RSVP by, is it October 4th? I think is the date.
I think it's
is that right?
I want to say it's the Friday before the 11th, so we're 7 days before.
So you know what? Before we get to October, just make yourself safe by the end of this
just
month.
Do it now.
Get in there and RSVP, because you don't want to miss out on that. It's going to be a fantastic evening. And in just a few 30 seconds left, but Helena Leaders Network just had a membership wine and dine for folks that want to get connected with them, and we can talk about them the next time you're in. What do they need to do? Because it's a fantastic resource.
They can just call Alana at our office, and they are having 1 to 2 events every month, and the membership has grown by 70 new members in the last year and a half, and you know, it's just really vibrant, a great bunch of people, and they're also working close in hand with the other young professionals group in town, the HIP, and I think that really just strengthens everything. And the two groups will be putting on a statewide convention next June.
Yeah.
So for young professionals. So it's a really vibrant part of the chamber.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.